ask that you, Lord, you bless this offering that we're about to receive, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you bless all those that are able to give and those that ain't able, Lord. We pray that you bless it for your work here, Lord. Double it, multiply it, Lord. In your mighty name, in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
One Sunday school class, the smaller class, the adolescent class. Sister Marquita is not feeling well, so she's not here today. So those of you that belong to that class, you can stay in here. So you are dismissed. You can go to the... Thank you, Jesus. Good to see everybody this morning. I will be have some announcements this afternoon. The afternoon service, we have Brother Craig Marshall, Evangelist Craig Marshall, and Sister Taryn Marshall with us. He'll be preaching to us at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So I invite you to come back. Amen for that. And we are adjusting to our new schedule, and we're here for until noon, and then a half hour break, and then coming back in for prayer, and then service starts at 1. So those of you that want to join us, amen. We spend that time here in the house of God on Sundays. It's different, but we're adjusting to it. Amen. So we'll see how everything turns out. Amen. I want to go back into, if you want to turn it with me in your Bibles this morning, you know, to the book of Isaiah 28. Back to Isaiah 28. This is an interesting read. We covered this material last week, and I was going to kind of move on a little bit to my, my follow-up, but then things changed a little bit as I was studying this a few days back, and it was just like, does anybody know what the book of Deuteronomy is all about? All you Bible scholars. What is the theme of the book of Deuteronomy? Yes, the law. That's true. But basically the reference to it is the second giving.
Yes. Amen.
The second giving of the law. So Moses rehearsed the law to the people of Israel prior, before they crossed over into the promised land, before they went over Jordan. So the law was rehearsed in their hearing again. So the second giving. Yes. Second giving. Amen. They have to be reminded again. And a lot of times the Lord will do that to us. He has to remind us again. Sure. And that's kind of what I was drawn back to as far as my lesson this morning. I was, as I said earlier, I was going to try to direct it in another way, add it on to what I did last Sunday. But it just seemed like he turned me back around and said, I want you to present this to the congregation Sunday morning. This is how I want you to direct this. And you read this, your homework, if you want to read this on your own, but to get an understanding, to get a big picture of what he's saying here. Of course, the setting here during this time of Israel's history, to be able to understand and comprehend what was going on here. And of course, this message that he was speaking to Israel at this particular time, you can read this in these chapters, Isaiah 28 and Isaiah 29. And he's dealing with Israel, you know, because of what's going to happen. And if you all know the history and the story, amen, the armies of Nebuchadnezzar were coming, amen, to against Jerusalem at this particular time. So obviously the Lord was trying to somehow warn them about what was going to happen. And so we come to this setting, and we'll go back and we'll look at this again in Isaiah 28 and 9 again. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. And for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here little and there little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So that's interesting. The way we understand or interpret this passage of scripture, these verses of scripture that we just read, is really interesting. Because a lot of people have a lot of different takes on it. But when we look at it historically, remember who he's speaking to. Remember the content and what was happening to Israel at this particular time in their history. They were, amen, going to be overrun by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian kingdom. God obviously forewarned them, spoke to them, was trying to reach out to them through his word, through the prophets. And so, in this narrative, what we're reading this morning, and we see what's going to happen. Let me tell you something. You and I right now, we are given the opportunity to be able to understand God and to be acquainted with God, to build a relationship with Him without any kind of, you know, interruptions or hardships. We all right now have the freedom and the willingness to come to the house of God so that we can receive whatever spiritual instruction that God wants to give us. That was the story at this particular time in Israel's history. God always sent His prophets, and that's what He said by another prophet. He said, I sent my prophets rising up early so they could speak to you, they could prophesy the word of God to you. But what happened? Just like any other situation with humanity, they didn't listen.
Right.
They didn't pay attention. They weren't hearing what God was speaking to them. So it's really important. So in this particular situation, in this setting here in Isaiah 28 and 29, we're going to find something. The Lord spoke to them and said, if you didn't want to hear me, I'm just paraphrasing. If you didn't want to pay attention to what I was telling you through my servants, the prophets. He said, because you didn't want to learn instruction by them, you're going to learn another way.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
And so this is what I entitled it after thinking about this. And we're probably all familiar with this cliche, learning things the hard way.
Yeah,
right. Amen.
Most of the time, you know, here's God's intent. God intends for us to learn, if I want to use that word, the easy way. That's His intent for us to learn so that we can come and we can learn. But a lot of times, it doesn't work out that way. A good majority of times, it doesn't work out that way. So because we choose not to focus and pay attention and hear God's word when He presents it to us, because we don't obey and humble ourselves to it, guess what? We end up learning the hard way. And we see that. So that's why He says, you know, I asked you about that word Deuteronomy, the second giving. The second giving. You go to college, you start out in your first year, obviously all the classes you're going to take are going to be the first level classes. Start out, as I mentioned last week, you start out with English 101 or whatever it is. And then when you learn that, you get past that first year of classes, you graduate from, amen, the one level classes to the two level classes. So as you grow and as you learn, you grow in each level. So you start out 101. Pretty soon you end up to where you're in your senior year. You're up to the four level classes. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is the principle of learning. We graduate from one level to another level. Man, that would be so nice if that would happen just so.
Amen.
Without any kind of, amen.
Amen.
Distractions.
Right. Amen.
Something that would hinder us from learning.
Sure.
And see, I feel like the Lord, that's what He wants to do. But when that doesn't happen, guess what? If you cannot attain and retain the knowledge that God is trying to give you, when He speaks it to you, if you can't retain that knowledge, now pay attention, you cannot go on to the next level.
True.
Huh? Amen. That's the principle of learning. And so, why would the word say this now? Listen, pay attention, because a lot of people don't understand why He said this. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. In other words, the Lord says, I have to bring it back to you again. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Why is it? So that you and I can come to an understanding, a comprehension of His word. So that we can develop, so that we can know. Now, here's a question. There's several other prophets that were contemporaries of Isaiah prophesied about the same time, maybe not exact the same years, but you know, just from a certain period that Isaiah prophesied. One of them was the prophet Hosea. Mm-hmm. Hosea was a contemporary of Isaiah. And guess what? He addressed the same problem with Israel. You know what that problem was? The Lord had a controversy with his people. Yes. And he spoke it. He said in Hosea 4:6, he spoke it. He said, I have a controversy because my people, amen, there is a lack of knowledge.
Wow.
A lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Because they have not known me. So because they reject my knowledge, I'm going to reject them. So what does that mean? When we reject God's word, when we reject the knowledge of God, guess what happens? Guess what we are going to succumb to? We're going to, amen, be spiritually destitute.
Yes.
And so that's the thing that we need to understand is this. And so that's the whole scenario of this story. God said, I sent prophets to you. And he said, they spoke to you, precept upon precept, line upon line. So his prophets repeated over and over again what he wanted them to learn. Amen. So here we are in this setting again. So he says, so this is really interesting. So he says, for, in verse number 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Wow. Wow.
Now, pay attention to this. People like to take this and they like to put it in the future. But right now, if we want to take a look at what he's saying right here, he's speaking to the people of Judah. He said, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. So what does that mean, Old Testament? Stammering lips and another tongue. You know, I hate to disappoint you, but we always take that term and we always equate it to when people, when they get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And we say, oh, they got the Holy Ghost because of stammering lips. That doesn't mean that.
No. You're right.
With stammering lips and another tongue. In other words, the Lord said, you didn't want to hear it by my prophets.
Yes.
You didn't want to hear it by my prophets. So I'm sending you to a land that is of a foreign language. Babylon.
That's right.
I'm sending you to a land that is a foreign language. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. In other words, you're going to have somebody that doesn't speak your language teach you.
Yes.
Amen.
That is right.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen. How many of you speak more languages than English in here? Anybody speak Spanish?
I don't.
Okay, Spanish. Well, how many of you speak Lakota? Dakota, Nakota. How many speak Irish?
Gaelic?
How many speak German? Anybody speak Francais?
I speak Maniac.
So you know, I know some brethren that know at least five languages.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
They speak five languages. Can you imagine that? Let alone trying to learn from somebody that we have problems learning from somebody that speak our own language.
Yes.
That's true.
And how is it that we can learn from somebody that speaks a foreign language? Being put in that situation to where, praise God, but here's what the Lord was saying to them. This is what he meant by that. With stammering lips and another, amen, tongue will he speak to his people. He said, you're going to learn your lesson.
Yes.
You're going to be put in a difficult position. You're going to be put in a foreign land that you don't know any of the customs, or you don't understand the language, and there you are going to learn.
Yes.
My.
Yes.
My. Why is that? Because they rejected?
Rejected the Lord.
They rejected. So what's the lesson? The lesson is for us is not to reject His word.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I stand up here service after service. We kind of tone things down Sunday morning. So you can, have that. Hopefully have no distractions so you can hear.
Yeah.
But I was standing from my point of view on Mama's team. And I see a lot of distraction out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of motion and commotion. And that's one thing I want you to understand. To be able to learn, to be able to come to that understanding of God's word and what He is trying to, amen, teach us, what we need to learn. We need to be totally focused on what we are hearing.
Yes.
Amen.
So that we can be comprehend.
Yes.
We can comprehend whatever it is and not be distracted by everything else. But you know what Israel was distracted by? Israel was distracted by their sin.
Yes.
So when you're living in sin, you can't really focus on your relationship with God. You know why? Because you're focused on your relationship with sin.
Yes.
You do those things that, sin is dictating you to do. The motions of sin which are in our body, Paul said. So whatever sin, amen, directs us to do, we do it. We do it without even thinking about it. We don't even have to think about it. We just do it. So that's why it's really important for us when we come to the house of God to really try to do what we can to push aside all the distractions and all the the noise and all the movement and everything that goes on so I can listen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, let me say something. When he spoke this in verse 20, 11 and 28, it says, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Obviously, what he was meaning was this, was that he was going to teach his people in a more humiliating way.
Absolutely.
By men of another tongue.
Yeah.
Man, talk about a challenge to learn. That's what the Lord said He was going to do. But then He goes on to say, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm just paraphrasing. Because you ignored My word. Because you ignored My law. That's what He said. He said, I sent My servants preaching precept upon precept, line upon line. He's speaking about this now. Look what He says in verse number 13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Why was that? Because what he was trying to teach his people, he was trying to lead them to that place in his word, in the law. Even back then, the law that they, amen, were listening to, all the commandments of God, as long as they obeyed the law, guess what would happen? They would find their rest. But because they rejected the law, they didn't have rest.
Yes.
And so that's why he was saying, amen, there in verse 12, it says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. So right here, let me tell you something. This is important to us.
Yes.
Because if we obey and if we adhere to what the Word of God is telling us, you know what we're going to do? We're going to find rest for our souls.
Yes.
I know. I told you that, you know, the chapters here, and when you kind of you break it down here, go with me in the next chapter, and I just want to just kind of highlight this in Isaiah 29, right on verse number 6 there, and it says, "Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, with earthquake, and with great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire." Now remember, he's speaking about the same situation. He's speaking about what's coming up ahead for his people being taken into, amen, to Babylon. Everything that they're going to suffer over there. So that's what he's referring to in this particular scripture verse. He said, you're going to be visited with thunder and with earthquake and with great noise and storm and tempest and the flame of a devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. Mm. In other words, what they were going to experience, to them it was going to, all this that was going to befall, his judgment upon them, being in a foreign land and everything that they were going to experience. He said, to you it's going to be like a night vision. It's going to be like a bad dream. And the multitude of all the nations, okay, and verse number 8, and it shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he waketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetites. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. So you can see, he was saying that it's just like those dreams, he said. When you think that you're going to be fed, you wake up and you're not going to be fed.
Right.
You think you're going to be drink, you're going to wake up and you guess what? You haven't been able to take a drink. A harsh reality of what was going to befall them. So he says this, and he goes down, verse number 10, "For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. Not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and the fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Therefore I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid." So here we see the example. Remember I was talking to you about spiritual destitution. What is the main thing that would hinder you and I from really understanding and knowing God? How many of you in here love the Lord?
Amen.
You love God?
Amen.
That's good you love God. How can you not love God?
Amen.
But if you love the Lord, guess what? You're going to serve him.
Yes.
Amen.
With all your heart.
Right.
With all your soul.
Yes.
With all your strength. With all your understanding. If you love him. So what's involved? What is the very thing that is involved in that love, your heart. The condition of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have a relationship with somebody if you don't love them with all your heart.
That's true.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And so that was the other controversy that the Lord was speaking about here in this particular narrative when he was speaking to them. And he said, because of this, I have put, amen, a spirit of deep sleep upon you and closed your eyes. Ever wonder why it is sometimes people say they have a hard time understanding the Word of God? Now, I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. I'm being honest with you. I've been in this for a long time, though. Based upon my experience, and I think every person that loves God should feel the same way. If you really love Him, you're going to keep His commandments.
Yes.
If you really love Him, you're going to seek Him.
Yes.
You're going to do everything that is pleasing to Him.
Amen.
In His sight. If you really love Him, you're going to be consistently drawn to Him.
Right.
Because of that love that you feel.
Amen.
You're just going to, amen, be so in love with God that you're going to just, you're not going to waste your time doing anything other than that.
Amen.
And so that's the problem he was addressing because, amen, their hearts weren't really in the place that they should have been with him. And that's why he said, you know what? A deep sleep is going to come upon you. You're going to experience spiritual lethargy.
Yes.
Man. You know how long it's taken the Lord to get this church to worship the way they worship?
Right.
And I don't say we worship because we just want to be, we want to entertain and we want to, you know.
Right.
We don't
right.
worship for that fact. We worship because we love God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So when we come in here, we worship. And I said, you know what? You need to always understand that. You worship God because you love Him.
Yes.
So when you worship God, you're going to put your all into your
yes.
worship.
Yes.
And you're not going to hold anything
yes.
back.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Why? Because we love Him.
Yes.
God.
And we rejoice.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
I don't want to experience what it, you know, is to. And we've been there at times. I hope, and this is a thing of the past. For me, it's a thing of the past. I don't want to see it no more. I don't want to experience it anymore. I don't want to experience spiritual slumber, spiritual sleep, or lethargy.
Right.
Yes. Because when you're in that state of mind, guess what? You're numb.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to, if your goal is heaven, if you want to make heaven your home, well then, you better do what you can to seek God so that you can ensure heaven is going to be your home. And you better do what you can to worship God down here on earth because that's what you're going to be doing in heaven for eternity. And so if you can't do it down here on earth, you won't be able to do it. You won't even make it up there to do it in heaven.
That's right. Amen. That's true. Amen.
Let me give you a little contrast. And when I was younger, I used to like to go to rock concerts. Huh?
Yeah.
Go to rock concerts, man, get all excited. Mm-hmm. High and drunk and
yeah.
But all excited, get into what was going on there.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're excited about rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And just like some of you are excited about certain things.
Right?
You react to it.
Yeah.
You get involved with it, man. You get with it.
Amen.
But here we are when it comes to God. Why is it that we always seem to want to draw back from it? And
yeah.
Say, oh, man, I hate to, you know. But see, that's what the Lord wants us to do.
Yes.
I'm saying this because that's what we need to do. We
yes.
cannot hold back on yes. God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 So amen. He's saying this and he's speaking about this, and he says, the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. Now here's something now. You know what the Bible calls, you know what he says? That everything in the Word of God is based upon the mystery, a mystery. How many of you still think that the Word of God is hard to understand? Parts of it.
Yeah.
We have that, you know, be honest.
Yeah.
Gets that part, you can't, oh man, I get hung up on that. What does that mean? But then your heart says, hey, come on, I want to know, I want to learn.
Right.
So you get that desire. Guess what? You know, I know it says that we are given the Word of God freely. He freely gives it to us.
Yeah. Right.
But unless you're really hungry for it, unless you're really thirsty for it, there's no way you're ever going to come to an understanding of Him.
Right.
Why? Because it's a mystery. It's cloaked and it's hidden. We can't see it clearly. Our understanding is vague, but if you really turn to Him with all your heart, guess what's going to happen? He's going to open up that understanding to where you can see it clearly. Otherwise, sometimes our lack of interest, well, obviously, like he says here, went to the person that was learned. He said, I cannot learn it because it is sealed. It is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I'm not learned. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about this. You think about being in a position to learn, obviously, the hard way. Learning the hard way. We've always learned by the hard way, haven't we?
Amen. Amen.
So you go to verse number 10. And I think I have right there. Oh, yes. Excuse me. Chapter 29. And verse number 24 to the end of the chapter there. And we're coming to the conclusion of what he said about their experience in Babylon. And he said this. He said, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding. And they that murmured shall learn doctrine. So, you think about this. It's interesting because I like the way the Amplified says this. The Amplified Bible in their interpretation of what was going on with the Jews, and when the Lord was speaking to them about, he sent his prophets to them early and speaking to them precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. And so the Amplified says that because of this method of learning, because of this method of preaching, God bringing them the word line upon line, and precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Because of this method of learning, the Jews complained. They complained. But yet the Lord said, you know, I'm just paraphrasing. If you would pay attention, if you would hear, you would find rest and you would find refreshing.
Yes.
Because you do not, guess what? You won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the word of the Lord, now listen to this, will be to them will be to them mostly monotonous repeatings of precept upon precept, precept upon precept, rule upon rule, rule upon rule. Here a little, there a little. That they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. In other words, it's going to become boring to them. The word of God is not boring.
No.
Because in all this, and his promise, because of all this, and because everything that they were going to experience as they went into captivity into Babylon and being there in that situation, and of course he said that they were going to be with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. They were going to learn, obviously, their learning was going to be a complicated, amen, experience for them from people that were of a foreign language.
Yes.
But they were going to be put in that position to where this was going to be their experience. They're going to be in a foreign land and listening to a foreign language. So because of this experience, they were going to come to that point of realizing that they had the opportunity. The opportunity was given to them to learn.
Yes. Yes.
And God was going to use this. Mm-hmm. And so they were going to experience. They were going to experience this. They were going to realize that obviously they erred in their spirit. They erred because they did not, amen, receive his instruction.
Yes.
Did not learn, did not comprehend the word of God. They that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. They learned the hard way.
Yes. My, my, my.
Think about that.
Yes.
We're living in an age now where we're living in an age of technology. I'm not technology savvy. I still fight with my phone. I'm not used to it. I don't have a relationship with my phone. It just serves a purpose when I need it, when I need a call or text. And even that, I have to learn how to text. That was something. I'm still not good at it, so I'm a one-finger texter.
Yeah.
Takes me about 5-10 minutes just to type out 3 words. That's how slow I am. So I'm not used to it. I'm used to this is the style of communication I'm used to, looking at you. Right straight in your face and talking
right.
to you.
Exactly. Amen. That's right.
So I'm not used to it. And you think about that. You think about how the age we live in, and you go to churches, and I know this because I still go out every once in a while and I preach at different churches. And I noticed this. Before, maybe 10, 15 years ago, when you went to church and you watched people file in to go to church, you noticed everybody carrying a Bible.
Yes. Right.
Yep. Tucked under their arm, or you don't see that no more.
Right.
You see people walking into the house of God, they don't even have a Bible. You might say, well, Pastor, we're living in a new age.
That's not what the Bible says.
So when our minds can, you know, we can have that kind of attitude pertaining to the Word of God, let me tell you something, that really is a testament to what we think about God and His Word.
Yes.
So this is important. This is important. And God has given us the opportunity. I mean, I tell you what. we are definitely living in the last days, and we're seeing all kinds of things come to pass. And this is something that you want to get close to the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And you want to get acquainted with. You want to learn, because it's the Word of God that's going to keep you, sustain you, give you knowledge and give you wisdom.
Yes.
It's the best book you could ever learn from.
Yes, it is.
So let's let our education, our spiritual education, be a good one.
Yes.
And one that we can, amen, we can experience without any kind of complications or hindrances or, amen, distractions. I would rather choose to learn the easy way instead of the hard way.
Right, man.
That's right.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But sometimes we have to learn by hindsight too, I guess.
Amen.
But if we say to ourselves, man, if I would have known that, if I would have known that, I would have never done that. Well, praise God. Thank you again for your patience. We will be having a break for a half hour. We're going to have coffee and some snacks, refreshments in the fellowship hall. We'll be coming back in here at 12:30 for prayer. Service will start at 1. Thank you very much. And hope to see everybody back in here this afternoon. God bless you.